people, I feel like this is one of the very few times where y'all will hear me say that I think coffee was a bad idea this morning. I had a big, tall-ass cup of coffee. Sugar. Usually I drink my coffee black. But the sugar is not helping with this caffeine right now, man. And I gotta say, if at some point in this episode something may happen, I don't know, you know, anxiety attack, asthma attack, whatever type of attack may happen, I'll probably finish up this episode from the hospital. Now, if you have been following me for the last 3 years and some change on the Tutor Reviews podcast, then y'all know what this shit means to me right now. And I'm trying to pace myself and talk myself through this shit, through this introduction, because I know what's about to happen. There's people tagging me on Facebook already. I haven't even looked at it. The moment I saw they dropped this trailer, mind y'all, I've been waiting on this since 5 a.m. this morning. I've actually been up prior to that time. But just in the case that they just, you know, were like, surprise, we dropped it early, I wanted to be ready for it. But y'all know what this means, man. If y'all know me well enough, y'all know this is my favorite action franchise of all time. And I went back recently and I listened to my trailer reaction for Fast 9 and just how crazy I was going throughout the course of that trailer and how crazy I went when they revealed Han was back. And I had made there were speculations that Han was coming back, but when I saw it, I lost my mind. It was probably the biggest reaction of that trailer, other than when I thought Cypher was driving a fucking or flying a UFO to pick Jacob up. But it was like one of those little fighter jet drones, a magnet plane, as they called it. Then trailer 2 dropped, and my theories and hopes and dreams proved to be true that they were going to space, and that is one of the craziest reactions I've ever given in a trailer. So the build up to this, man, I'm pretty sure anybody that knows me as a fan, y'all can imagine my excitement, my anticipation for this movie. This is probably my most anticipated movie of 2023. It's dropping in May. This fucking trailer, shout out to the Fast Saga YouTube channel for dropping this a couple minutes ago. This fucking trailer is 3 minutes and 42 seconds long, y'all. And I was talking a lot of shit. You know, I was talking a whole bunch of shit saying, yeah, I'm ready for this, man. I can't fucking wait until they drop this Fast X trailer. And here I am, you know, bitching deep down inside, bitching. You know, obviously, we've got Vin Diesel coming back. We got the OGs, Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, Jordana Brewster, Tyrese, Ludacris. We got Natalie Emmanuel back, Charlize Theron and Cypher's back. Jason Momoa is playing the villain. I can't wait to see what they do with him. Alan Ritchson, who was in the Reacher TV series, and he voiced Raphael in the Ninja Turtles reboot. He's in here, and he's a bruiser of a character, so I don't know if he's good or bad. Helen Mirren's coming back. Rita Moreno, if I'm not mistaken, that actress's name. She's playing Dominic and Mia, their mother, I think. And Scott Eastwood's coming back. John Cena's coming back. You know, it's new faces in here, for sure, along with some old ones. I don't know who's returning. Are we going to see Brian O'Connor again? Are they going to CG the likeness of Paul Walker? I'm assuming so based on how that last movie ended, and I hope that they don't sweep that under the rug. By the way, Sung Kane is back as Han, and he's got some unfinished business to tie up with Jason Statham's Shaw character. He's back in here. There's no speculation that you know, Hobbs is going to be in this one because The Rock and Vin Diesel had their public feud, and I would hope that he would pop up and that this was all some type of hoax or something like that. I don't know. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but it'll be great to see The Rock in either, if not this one, then the last one. You know, this is a two-part finale that we're getting here. So this shit's going to be major, man. If there was one concern I had before we get into this trailer, man, because I don't want to waste any more time on this shit. It was the fact that Justin Lin had dropped out just a couple weeks into filming, and he's going to only serve as executive producer. They were saying him and Vin Diesel had, you know, creative differences and, you know, agree to disagree, all that type of shit, which happens on set. But I feel like for them to have had such a great camaraderie together since, you know, since they put Vin Diesel at the end of Tokyo Drift, then, you know, Justin Lin did part 4, 5, 6. He came back for part 9 and he was supposed to close off this series. For that to happen, man, it was a big red flag for me. And what was an even bigger red flag was the fact that Louis Leterrier, director of the Incredible Hulk movie with Edward Norton and one of the Transporter movies. And I think he did Wrath of the Titans or Clash of the Titans. He's an action director, but I didn't really, as soon as that name popped up and I looked at his resume, I didn't really see him as the guy that could helm a Fast and Furious movie. I don't know. He also did Unleashed with Jet Li, for all you Jet Li fans out there. He did Now You See Me, which I actually enjoyed. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. But, you know, red flags aside, man, you know, I feel like if Rob Cohen could direct the first movie and it still hold up as well as it does, if John Singleton could direct, you know, the second movie, and that's got his fan base, if people like F. Gary Gray, who came from Humble Beginnings, like the movie Friday, which was a seemingly cheaply made film, you know, for him to go from that to something like The Fate of the Furious, and it, for that to have his fan base, I feel like I need to give Louis Leterrier a chance, like a fair shot with this movie, man. With that shit being said, people, we're 6 minutes into this. I want to get into this with y'all. I want to experience this shit, this 3 minute, 42 second trailer for Fast X, people. Woo! I'm ready. People, I'm going to hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Let's do it.
I know that this road has been very hard. And yet here you are. Building
Mama Toretto. They got little Brian.
What's going on in the head of you?
Something little piece of it. Is it dead? They're not afraid of anything. But I am.
Look at little Brian. Let's fucking go. I love the Universal logo.
Dominic Toretto.
Oh, shit.
About to learn all about fear.
Jason Momoa.
Oh.
Ooh.
You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family.
Crib about to get ambushed.
You stole that from me.
What? Is that Reyes' son? Oh, no! Oh shit, that's Reyes' peoples. Oh shit. Woo!
By peace.
Yo, he's got ties to Fast fucking Five. Let's go. Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Everything.
Brie Larson?
What's the plan, Dom? I'm not sure anymore.
Woo!
One of us might not come back from this.
Oh, no. Let's go, Jacob. Let's go, Jacob.
Never accept death when suffering is
fucking over. Sea mines. Woo. Oh. Oh, shit. Yo.
He's trying to tear us apart.
Helen Mirren. Back in Brazil, it looks like. Dio goes back.
Today, I race to stop the bloodbath.
Tables turned, Dom.
Having such a big family, how do you choose the ones you save?
Fuck! Daniela Melchior. Vigilante 8 shit. Let's go. Let's go, Shaw.
You still know how to drive?
What?
What do you think?
Game recognizes game.
Oh my god. Woo! Yo! Oh my god, they kidnapped Lil Brian. Oh, fuck. Let's go, Dom. You ain't new to driving cars out of planes. Let's go.
Here they come.
Ooh-wee. Oh. Yo. Oh, my. Oh my god. Let's go! Yes! Let's go, Letty! It's about time you threw some fisticuffs with this bitch. Woo! Almost took my glasses off that I don't even have on my head, y'all. Oh my God, my adrenaline is on a bean right now, people. God damn, this has to be in two parts. I would watch this shit if it was in three parts. There is so much to unpack. This is going to require, and I usually say this and I never do one, I've got to do a frame by frame. I did a frame by frame for the Fast 9 Super Bowl spot. I've got to do a frame by frame for this shit right here. This is going to be the action movie of 2023. I shit y'all not, man. I wish
there was like an x-ray that y'all could see of like my circulatory system and my respiratory system right now. I feel like all my electrolytes right now are on, I don't even know the word. Everything's on haywire. Everything's on haywire right now. And you know what's funny? Let me make everything come full circle on the Tudor Reviews podcast. Just because I made that Haywire reference, Gina Carano was in that movie Haywire, if nobody's ever seen it. And Gina Carano was in Fast 6. Now, I feel like if we're bringing Gal Gadot back, who flew off of a car onto the runway, bring back Gina Carano, too. All she did was get hit by a harpoon and flew onto the runway. Oh, my fucking goodness, man. And I listen, the fact that there was a rumor. There wasn't a rumor. There was a theory, rather. Somebody said on Instagram a couple weeks ago, it's Reyes's son. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. Like, I feel like Reyes, I didn't see him as a villain that they would tie something back into. If any villain had ties to this new movie, I feel like it would have been Braga from part 4 and part 6. Braga, I feel like, was a way better villain. But the fact that they're tying Jason Momoa into this, and they've got the callback from Fast 5 when him and Brian stole the vault. You see Jason Momoa standing there at the broken wall where the vault came out of. Now, this is my thing here. I don't think they're going to kill Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor. I feel like that'll be too emotionally heavy. However, Brian O'Connell, expect him to be in here, man, because he can't just go after Dom when Dom and Brian broke the safe out. But the fact that the way they're tying this shit together, man, oh my God, man, shout out to the person that actually made that assumption that this was going to be Reyes' son or Reyes' family. Yo, man, Dominic Toretto, the man who is so big on family, being hunted down, systematically broken down by somebody whose family he destroyed. Yo, the shit on the freeway, like with the plane, the two grapple hooks coming and grabbing onto Dom's car and him slamming the helicopters together. Yo, a fucking sea mine. The motorcycle stunts are back into play with Letty. The fact that Letty finally gets to fucking fight Cypher. Yo, the interaction with Han and Shaw, we got to clear up what happened. We have to clear those plot holes up with Han and Shaw. There was not a post-credit sequence with them for nothing. And I love the fact that Shaw is like, you still know how to drive. And Han's like, what you think, man? Like, Han's one of the best fucking drivers in these movies. Yo, oh my God, man. The emotional weight of this movie is going to be fucking crazy. And the fact that this is in two parts, I don't know if this is just the first, you know, Fast 10 part 1. I don't know if that's all from here. I wouldn't be surprised if it is, and we haven't even seen any bits of, part 2, the finale. Because if it is, we can expect Dom and his crew to lose this one. And I always said this, man, if anything needs to happen, somebody's got to die to raise the stakes and make this shit real, man, to lead us into the second part of this shit. Somebody has to die for real this time. Like, it has to be a legit death. No coming back from it. And it's got to end on some Avengers Infinity War. Yo, did we just lose? What do we do now? Boom, roll the fucking credits. No music, no nothing. Let everybody let all the shit that just happened in the entire movie just sink in. Let it soak. Walk out of the theater like you feeling like you just experienced that shit personally. I swear to God, man, this shit looks phenomenal. This looks amazing. This looks like it may be the best Fast and Furious. Now, listen, of course, that's my expectation every time I walk into one of these movies. Part 6 is still reigning champ for me. Part 6 is just something about the character interactions that I got in Part 5, only it wasn't a lot of,
car shit in part 5 and a lot of car stunts. But I got all the car stunts along with the character interactions in part 6. And I got that first sequence with the flip car felt like it could have been the final act sequence of the film. And it was only the first one. So by the time you get to the runway, it's like, yo, there's more. And that runway sequence was fucking amazing. And I feel like it was a nice little swan song for Justin Lin, or what we thought was a swan song for Justin Lin before he came back to the series, because he knew that he wanted that to be his last movie, at least for the, at the time, before he moved on to something new. So it feels very final for the most part until you get that that post-credit sequence with Jason Statham that sets up part 7. But yo, there's so much to unpack in this movie, man. And while I'm not the biggest fan of all of these movies out here incorporating hip-hop songs in their trailers and, you know, changing it up, whether it's a orchestra behind it or whether it's some creepy Jordan Peele shit, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I feel like, and this may be my bias here, I feel like it's suitable for them to play Notorious Thugs with Biggie and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Rest in peace, shout out to Notorious B.I.G. Because that Let's Ride, that shit gives me chills for a Fast and Furious trailer. I'm tired of talking to y'all right now. We gonna watch this shit one more game.
I know that this road has been very hard. And yet here you are, building this magnificent family.
I'm hoping this is the beginning. Don't make this the end of the movie. And Louis Leterrier, shout out to him, man, because this looks like Justin Lin directed it.
You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family. I never got that chance. You stole that from me. My future. Ooh. My family.
He was in one of those cars that the vault hit. Jesus. He licks the blood off the knife. Jason Momoa's a fucking badass, yo.
He's coming for you with everything. What's the plan, Dom? I'm not sure anymore.
And they're getting caught, man. They're getting hunted down, but they're getting caught by the police and everything. Damn, Jacob ate his Wheaties, man.
When suffering is owed.
Fucking C-Mine split the bus in half, yo. So Fast 8 nod with Dom holding up he's holding up a door as a shield to stop the bullets.
Winning used to be about winning. We raced for respect. That's the problem with having such a big family. How do you choose the ones you save?
Jason Momoa is intense, boy.
Let's race.
Jacob's got fucking rocket launchers on his car, yo. Damn, was that Roman Brie Larson was beating the fuck up? Let's go, Tej.
I'm coming for you, son.
Oh my god.
You will never be able to break my family.
Yo. God damn.
Good morning, sunshine.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, this had to happen! Letty better beat that ass, boy. I'm telling you, if Letty better not lose this fight. She done whooped Gina Carano's ass. She done whooped fucking Ronda Rousey's ass. She done whooped Russian mobsters' asses. Not even Russian mobsters, but these big ass diehard of these Icelandic villains. Wait, was it supposed to be Iceland or where was it? Was it Russia? I swear to God it was Russia that they were in, but they filmed in Iceland in Fated Fury. She was whooping grown-ass men's asses. She jumps on that dude and throws him out the fucking window in Fast 9. Letty better beat the brakes off of Cypher in this fucking movie, man. I can't wait. Jason Momoa looks so fucking intense as a villain, and the stakes are raised, man. When you snatch up a baby. Listen, fucking little Brian has no idea. You remember at the end of Fast 8? Where everything's okay, and it's the very end of the movie, and Dom holds up, he holds up little Brian, and he's like, all this fuss over you, and little Brian just kind of like smiles, because he has no idea what's going on around him, but I feel like he's old enough now to understand, like, my dad's a fucking goon, and he got them goons after him that's more gooned up than he is. Like, listen, man, when you snatch up somebody's child, listen, Jason Momoa, Dante is his character's name. He is going to piss Dom off in a way that we've never seen before. Snatched up that man's child in the car, and when he's screaming for his son, when he's screaming for his dad, it's like, Dom's just calm as fuck. Yeah, I'm coming for you, son. Don't worry, I ain't gonna break a sweat for none of these things, man. Oh my God. I want to know, what are they doing? Fucking genetic testing? Are we really going sci-fi this time around? Because what the hell room is that where Cypher and Letty wake up in? Or are they just going through, you know, are they just studying chicks that have kissed Dominic Toretto over the course of time? I have no idea what they're doing with that. But that fight sequence looks fucking great. Like I said, I can't wait to see the shit with Han and Shaw. I love it's subtle and it's very brief, but I love the moment between Roman and Tej, where they shake hands and they hug, because it's a reminder of that, the fact that they are like the comedic relief of this movie, and they are way more than the comedic relief, man. They've got a brotherhood that I feel like is really underrated in these Fast and Furious movies, because really all we see is them just talk shit towards one another, but they fight, you know, back to back, side by side in Fast 9 in that truck sequence, man. That was a dope ass sequence, and I love that they get to whoop ass even more. I love that they've got Ramsey getting in on the action. She gets to throw some hands, because we didn't really see Ramsey do much besides sit behind a keyboard and look pretty for the most part, but she does. Even in that last movie, she gets to drive you know, that big ass truck that captures Jacob. Is when I said vigilante 8 shit the first time, you know, before the first watch for this trailer, I meant exactly what I said, man. And I feel like if anybody was to direct a Vigilante 8 movie, if nobody knows what that is, it's a video game where the cars are like, it's like a post-apocalyptic car game. It's like Twisted Metal, but I like Vigilante 8 a lot better because the story and the characters. If anybody's going to direct it, then I always said Justin Lin should do it. But by the looks of this, because it feels like the series hasn't missed a beat, and it feels like it's a continuation of the last movie, Louis Leterrier, man, but listen, big shout out to him, man. The cinematography looks good. The action sequence looked great. A lot of it looks practical, which I feel like a Fast and Furious movie definitely needs to have. But he looks like he's going to do a great job, man. I feel like any red flags I had about this guy as an action director and helming the Fast and Furious finale, a two-part finale, are out the fucking window, man. Because this looks like he's going to knock it out the park. It looks like he's handling the action really well. But the fact that Jacob Toretto has rockets on the side of his fucking car, that's Vigilante 8 shit. And I don't know where they're at, in the desert, in the sand dunes of the nowhere land. I don't know. But that looks like it's going to be a badass sequence. Listen, before I close this out, man, because I need some time to do some laps and get my breathing together or something. I don't, how did that even go hand in hand, doing laps and getting my breathing together? If anything, that's going to... Let me stop. I feel like if there's one thing we can expect to happen, people... we can definitely expect Dominic Toretto to check out not in the first part, but in Fast 10 Part 2. I don't know how else they can end this other than a, you know, Iron Man snap with the Infinity Gauntlet type of thing. And I feel like if they do decide to kill Dominic Toretto, it has to be in the most G'd up, badass way possible. He's got to go out in a blaze of glory. As far as other faces in here, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Jesse, because there's always been nods that Jesse never died in the first one. I won't be surprised if they, you know, up and brought Johnny Tran back, even though he was supposedly dead in the first one. Carter Verone, I want to see Suki, I want to see Jimmy, I want to see Monica Fuentes. If they want to bring James Raymar back, you know, from Too Fast, Too Furious, and Thomas Berry from Too Fast, Too Furious, and the first one. If they want to bring back DK, and, you know, we don't see Twinkie, Sean, and Earl from Tokyo Drift in here. If they want to bring back Neela, if they want to bring back, of course, They have to have Brian O'Connor in here. And I always said this as well. If we're going to go vehicular warfare and we haven't seen a stitch of part two, Fast 10 Part 2, then we have to have that fucking Avengers Assemble moment. Listen, vehicular warfare. I don't give a fuck what type of tricks that the cars have to pull out of their asses. I'm with it. Let's go full on fucking bonkers with these cars, with the spectacle, with the stunts, with the characters. But there has to be that moment. I don't care if everybody shows up. If nobody shows up, I need Brian O'Connor to be there, man. And I always felt like it should be, he should be sparingly seen, not sparingly used, but sparingly seen, as opposed to all the close-up shots like that were kind of cringe with the CG in Furious 7. I feel like he should be sparingly used. I feel like he should have like a save the day moment, you know, smile at Dom or wink at Mia or some shit like that, and then just get back home to the kids. I don't know, but Brian O'Connor has to be there at some point, especially because Jason Momoa's character has these ties to Fast 5, man, which I... Listen, bravo to whoever's writing this script. Let me actually look up who is behind the script for Fast 10. Justin Lin's a part of the screenplay. Dan Mazzo is also part of the screenplay. And I'm assuming they did not have Chris Morgan back on board, which is unfortunate, man, because Chris Morgan was on board from Tokyo Drift up until the Fate of the Furious. He did not come back for Fast 9 because he was writing Hobbs and Shaw. So they had Daniel Casey jump on that script. But we got Justin Lin, at least for continuity's sake, we got him a part of this as a writer and producer, or executive producer, man. But as y'all can tell from my two watches and my reactions, I cannot fucking wait for this. This trailer looks amazing. This trailer is everything that I expected it to be and more. And I hope you guys enjoyed almost, you know, hearing me have a fucking heart attack reacting to this shit, man. If it's something that's going to hospitalize me, as far as movies go, I'd rather it be a trailer reaction getting this content out to y'all, man. Because y'all make this shit worth it, man. Y'all really do, man. These are the things that I do. I risk, I risk anxiety and heart rate and asthmatic symptoms for this shit, man. But that being said, people, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Anchor. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. Happy Friday to y'all, man. Hopefully everybody has a great one. And make sure y'all watch this trailer and a whole bunch of fucking movies while y'all are at it. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. Y'all make sure y'all also have a great, safe, productive, positive day, man. It is a Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. Make sure y'all have fun watching that. Make sure y'all root for the Philadelphia Eagles, because Philly is in the fucking building. While I'm not a big football fan, and while my fucking Bengals definitely lost, and I feel like we got cheated, but I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm still rooting for the Eagles, man. I'll be watching the Super Bowl, and like I said, I'll definitely, one of the main reasons I'm watching it, other than to root for the city and have something good come out of it for the city, is for the movie trailers, man. So y'all can expect some trailers that day, that night, and hopefully into Monday morning. But y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.